So I'm May, and what's your name?
Jane.
Jane? All right. Why don't you tell me just a little bit about yourself before we start?
Oh, God. I mean, what do you
do?
Well, I'm retired right now. I'm 65. Worked 27 years for FedEx in customer service. Have raised 3 daughters.
All right.
Married 40 years.
All right. So, like, in your life, what do you think is, like, the biggest change that's gone on since, like, you were a kid?
Change?
Yeah.
I'd have to say technology took off.
Yeah?
And changed a whole lot.
Like, how did that affect you and, like, affect everything that's, like, kind of going on?
Well, we went from... That's when I was working, and we went from writing everything to it being right there.
Yeah.
And we did everything online from that point on.
So, like, obviously that was, like, positive because it, like, made everything easier to deal with, right?
A lot of different problems come with that.
Yeah, you want to tell me what you think those problems are?
Well, the computers aren't nearly as dependable as a piece of paper and a pencil. And not nearly as dependable as talking face-to-face with someone and giving them that information.
Yeah, because then, like, phone calls can end or
there's a
something.
Lot lost in translation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you like, doing pen and pencil and paper better than you do, like you did when you started, like, doing computers and stuff?
At first, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you had to get used to the change,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And with that change is constant change.
Yeah.
Because things step up and up. Everything
Yeah, because it's just like you're going to have like the ball rolling for a while.
Everything changed.
Yeah. Was it like hard to transition from that? Or was it like an immediate transition too? Or was it like slowly getting used to
it? It was immediate.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it was a lot to learn.
Yeah.
And I was... Gosh, in my mid-30s by then.
Yeah, did they have to, like, teach you how to, like, use the computers and stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah. We had all kinds of classes like that.
Did you ever, like, take a typing class from that?
From them?
Yeah, or, like, from anyone?
In high school, I took typing. I could type over 100 words a minute.
Oh, that's awesome. what are, like, more negative things that you can think of about, like, technology being, like...
Well, like I said, it takes away the personal touch.
Yeah.
Everything, you know, I could sit here and order a pie online.
Yeah, and have it delivered to your house.
And never speak to anyone involved with that pie.
So, like, no one can, like, it's not as much communication anymore.
Right, yeah. Personal communication.
And, like, what do you think about that?
I don't like it.
You don't like it? Mm-hmm. Why?
Because I'm old.
Because you're old?
That's not the way I was brought up. We were brought up to communicate with each other, face to face.
What do you think are, like, the downsides of, like, there's the communication aspect of not having it be personal anymore and, like, everything, like, online? Like, what do you think is, like, negative things that are going to come out of that?
Oh, my God, it gets so convoluted.
It really does.
I mean... just right out of the ballpark, you know, the first person that reads it differently or hears it differently. I'm not sure which it is, but yes,
because it's harder to convey like tone over like text.
Sarcasm is real hard to convey.
Do you think people will like lose communication skills?
God, absolutely, yes,
because that's something that I see a lot about where since people aren't like talking face-to-face anymore and they're doing it over text, even like if they're in the like the same room, then it's like you're not practicing your communication skills as much anymore.
And they even lose their words.
Yeah.
They go to just an acronyms or just, you
the
know.
The acronyms,
whatever.
Yeah. And like, so how did it, like, technology start, like, affecting you in your everyday life? Like, how, like, you saw it started becoming more and more present into things?
That was when I got my phone.
Was it?
Actually.
Okay. Yeah. How old were you when you got your phone?
Well, my first one, gosh, I was in my early 50s, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
Was
Maybe
late 40s.
Was it like a flip phone or was it like a smartphone?
It was a Nokia.
Nokia? Okay, yeah.
The one everybody had.
The one that lasts forever.
Yeah.
And like, did you see in stores and like things how everything became like more and more apparent? Like they started digitalizing things more.
Right. Even with the CD, you know, when the CD player first came out, they were $700 or $800.
Oh my God, really?
Now they're throwaway.
Yeah, now they're like $5. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much they are. But like. Okay, so the CD player and, like, music being digitalized, was that, like, weird to deal with?
I'm still having a problem.
You still having problems with it? Would you, like, they have, like, record players and stuff now that you can get at stores, and it's, like, cool to have records now. Would you, like, prefer that?
Well, you don't remember being at our house, apparently.
No, I don't.
We've never gotten rid of ours.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's cool.
We have over 1,000 albums.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just much preferred.
Yeah,
does it
sound better?
Yes, it sounds better.
Because some people say it sounds like more authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Much preferred, and I just like that format.
Yeah. Wow. What are things that, like, haven't changed since you were a kid? And that you may be kind of, like, shocked that they haven't? Like, no one's, like, really touched on it?
Wow. I can't even think of anything that hasn't changed.
Okay.
Truly.
Okay, what's something that hasn't changed, like, drastically, then? That's, like, still steadily going?
I don't have an answer for that. I swear I don't.
Okay.
I mean, for instance, even driving a car.
Yeah.
I drove around the courthouse in Fernando to get my license. That's all I had to do.
Yeah. And we still just have to drive around the block to get our license.
Yeah, but I mean, that was it. No parking, nothing.
Yeah, we didn't have to do that at all either.
That's good.
Do you think that we should do like more in a driving test, or do you think that's enough?
More what?
Like, do we need to do more driving to, like, show that we know what we're doing?
Oh, no. Heck no.
No. just the four right turns, and that's enough.
That's perfect.
That's perfect.
Use your signal. That's
Yeah. Show that you know how to use those turn signals. Wow, it just got a lot quieter in here. Society as a whole, what are some good directions do you think it's gone in?
Things are easier for people.
Yeah?
A lot easier.
How so?
Well, in your kitchen, you know, things do everything you need.
Yeah.
It's just right
because you
there.
Have more, I guess, like, is it because modern appliances?
More modern, even the refrigerator.
Yeah.
You know, you have a computer in some of them, you know, you can
you can like decide
get a recipe.
Yeah, and you can like use Google on some
exactly.
of them. It's really weird.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of, then you have Alexa, you know,
Alexa
turn the oven on.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
That's spooky.
Is it spooky?
That's too big brother for me.
Oh yeah. What yes I am. What do you think, like, are negative things, like, so the Alexa can, like, help make things easier and can, like, pull up recipes and stuff, but, like...
Eavesdropping.
Yeah, eavesdropping.
And I don't know if that's proven. I believe it.
Yeah,
believe
a lot of people think that. A lot of, I think it has been proven, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. So that, in a nutshell, would be it for me.
Yeah. And so that kind of touches on, like, negative things.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, do you think people are becoming more dependent?
Yes.
On things? And
yes.
Do you think that's bad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think should we do to, like, kind of stray away from starting to depend on things?
God, this will sound so old-fashioned, but there are two things they need to bring back in school.
Okay.
Home economics.
Okay.
In shock.
Yeah, we don't, we have like home ec, but we don't like talk about it at all. Like rarely anyone takes the class.
Exactly.
Because it's not like advertised, and I don't think it's even called home ec on our
probably
course selection
not.
Sheet. We have like a nutrition's class, and I think that's supposed to be it.
Also a class on just living day to day, how to make change. I know you learn that in arithmetic, but a lot of people don't.
No.
How to make change.
We don't know how to do any of that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Do you think there was, like, they purposefully took that out of schools?
Yes.
So that people would have to be more dependent
on,
like, the technology
machine,
and
yes.
things that are coming out? Did you ever take home ec or, like, shop and stuff?
I did.
How was that?
I loved it.
Yeah?
I made a dress. I made a skirt.
Cooked. I would love to have a class like that, but
yeah.
we don't have, we have, like, nutrition, like I said, and we have, like, teen life. Or something, and no one takes those classes that I know of. They're like filler classes if you absolutely need them.
So if something were to happen today, and all of this just kind of stopped,
no one would be able to do anything.
What would you do?
What would I do? Oh, this is my interview.
I'm turning it around. I mean, can you make a garden?
A garden, kind of. I kind of know how to garden. I can put seeds in the ground,
well,
and I know you need fertilizer and water and stuff. I kind of know how to sew, not enough to make clothes.
Oh, I was already going to say, we know you'll be going around naked, but no sewing.
No sewing. I wouldn't know, like, plants and things well
right.
enough to be like, oh, I shouldn't eat this if you had to like go out and scavenge or
mm-hmm.
something.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there? Like,
there's just a lot of lost knowledge.
Yeah. And there's like a lot of people who don't know how to send letters and things.
Oh my goodness.
Like they don't know how to address like an envelope.
That should be taught also in a class.
Yeah.
How to live, just a life class.
Yeah, that would be really beneficial, I think, for everyone.
Checkbook.
Yeah, we were supposed to go over that in, like, personal finance, but we never did. I don't think.
There you go.
And we, like, take, like, personal finance in our sophomore year instead of, like, in our senior year when it would be, like,
mm-hmm.
more beneficial for us, which is a really big question mark.
That is
why they were making us do
a
that.
A big thing that kids need to know, and a lot of them don't learn
yeah.
it at home.
And then, so that like makes us more dependent on things,
yes.
and like, do you think like specifically, especially with like finances, with no one knowing how to do their finances, they rely on people who know how to do that, and they can get more money to do that?
They rely on others, and they should be taking care of themselves. Personal responsibility.
Yeah.
Know who you are, what you have.
Yeah.
And how to.
Because if you don't know like what you have and what's going on, then how are you going to survive in things?
You are
even
not,
with
yes.
all the technology. Do you think aspects of technology with getting the word out to people is better than it was before?
If it's the truth,
if it's
the word
the truth.
Is correct.
Yeah.
But that's with anything. You know, you can read different newspapers, different
exactly,
magazines,
yeah.
and get different points of view.
Do you think it became better or worse in that aspect, or both, I guess, which is a paradox?
Worse to me because of the misinformation that's
yeah.
out there on a lot of stuff.
It's like it's better because it can get information out to more people, but it also
quickly.
Can, yeah, and quickly, but it also can... be wrong, and it could no one like wants
yes.
to check anymore.
I have a real problem with people who don't check things before
yeah.
they post it on
yeah.
some sort of social media.
Because then they're just spreading the information,
mm-hmm.
and then the con of the technology is that
yeah.
it's going out to more people, and people are getting more misinformed
yeah.
about
I
things.
I just keep my mouth shut. Man.
Yeah.
It's not my place.
Okay, so I have to ask a question. So we're reading like Victorian poems and in class,
yeah.
and I have to use a quote in one of them, and so a lot of these poems are about like men who loved women but killed them because they like wanted to keep them all to themselves or something like that, and specifically that happened in one where like with her in this time period where like no one else, she's usually with other people, and he's like finally got her alone, and he's like, oh, I know what I'm gonna do in this moment, I'm going to kill her. And he like suffocates her with, he strangles her with her own hair. And he's like, oh, I don't think she felt pain. And he's like, as a shut bud that holds a bee, like gently, like softly during that, do you think you, like, that's how like technology sort of is with making us like dependent?
Absolutely. And it's the old adage of putting a frog in a pot and slowly
water. Turning up the
yes.
heat.
It's
yeah.
the same thing.
Yeah.
And we've been conditioned. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, we've been conditioned.
Yeah.
It just in the last 40 years, big time.
Yeah, how do you think that is? Like, what do you think they're doing?
To become more dependent.
Yeah.
On all when, of this.
With, like, taking out the home ec classes
yes.
and, like, do you think, like...
Well, just becoming dependent on things and not yourself.
Yeah, so it's like you have a machine that makes your coffee
your
for
own
you.
Self-knowledge.
Yeah,
yes.
And, like, we have a machine that makes bread for us, so we mm-hmm. aren't doing that ourselves. And, like... It's like, and like, what do you think about like parents like who give their kids like iPads at like 5 years old?
I think it's a mistake.
Yeah.
They need to be outside with sticks and mud.
And they learn the true value of life out
well,
there.
And it helps their immune
character.
System too. Yes, they need to know how to use their imagination, not
yeah.
somebody else's.
Yeah. And do you think this is like keeping kids from learning how to use their imagination mm-hmm. and like kind of killing creativity, I guess?
Yes.
Yeah.
Their goal is to have to be that person that codes
yeah.
or makes that
game. Yeah, yeah.
And that's...
And it's mm-hmm. making everything, since they're getting at the aspect of like creativity, they're trying to kind of killing it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like... Do you think it'll gear society less towards like the arts and more towards like
well, they seem
technology?
To take that away. Yeah.
yeah
They're
yeah.
taking that choice away
yeah.
and making it less than.
Yeah, and there's like a lot of things I've seen where it's like they're trying to like get girls into STEM courses, but when they do it, they're like, oh, why would you become a ballerina when you can become a scientist? And it's like, well, those are both equally important
Absolutely.
To society because like it, like the arts and like entertainment is still important because if you don't have those things, then what are you gonna do with yourself in your free time?
Right.
Because you're not like constantly working. You have some downtime.
Yes.
And do you think that is going to end up gearing our society more towards like a technological based instead of like...
It is, and you know, it's all about equality, right?
Yeah.
I have friends who have written and published books.
Okay.
Very easily on the internet.
Yeah.
They might not should have written and published books, but they
did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because of that. Only
yeah,
because
it was
that.
So easy to do it.
Absolutely.
Okay, so... Yeah, so do you think people are doing things now less because they want to and less because, like, they're good at it and more because, like, they just can because it's so easy now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they publish these books and maybe they're not good, but you're putting this out just because, like, oh, you can. It's easy
right.
to do.
And
it's
that
at
goes
your
real
fingertips.
Well on your,
yeah.
your resume. Or
so do you think people are just doing things now so they can... So, like you said, like, it looks good on your resume. Do you think they're just doing this now so that... it looks nice, and so that more people hire you and mm-hmm. want to hire you so you can work all the time and then, like, be dependent mm-hmm. on that sort of thing?
I do, but I also think you need to experience life, and it's really hard to do it on a screen.
Yeah.
You need to be out
yeah.
doing.
Do you think, like, so, like, people are doing these things because it looks nice and they want more, like, attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got this, like, stigma where everyone wants to be, like, famous or, like, be someone. And do you think that keeps people from experiencing life?
Yeah, that's narcissism.
Yeah.
At the root.
Yeah.
I mean, look at me, I'm Sandra D.
I want to be famous and
yes.
cool.
I don't care if it is just 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah. And do you think... so we've got this like time where we've got like you can like do everything that you want, and it's like it's bringing about good things. It's like bringing up people and artists that wouldn't have been seen before.
Yes.
Like I've seen things about like technology and like finding like people like really great artists hidden in like Africa or something. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's getting a lot of people who shouldn't be out there.
We have to be in that weeding process.
Yeah.
To get them out of the way and get the
good ones, because you think it like dampens, or I guess like I don't know the word I'm trying to think of. It's like makes it less special, maybe, or like makes it harder for the good people to actually get themselves out there.
It makes
there's
it
so
less
many.
Special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like
because
when
everybody can.
Yeah, because when you see like an art or a play that may be not as good, and it's like, well, you can just like do all of that now.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anybody can do it.
Anyone can do it, and it's.
And it's always been that way.
Yeah.
That's the way the world
but
is.
But it's always been that way, but at the same time, you only used to do it if you were good at
right.
it.
Right.
Because it wasn't as easy to do
My parents always told me that I could do whatever I wanted to.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Yeah.
And I mean, like I said, I'm 65. I was born in 53.
Yeah.
So I went through...
all of the, like, kind of, like, firsts
a lot
and
of,
stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of turmoil and first.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it makes it like so when good things it could be that like when good things do come up they are very special because there's not like a lot of awesome things out anymore, but it also like people don't I guess necessarily look at like museums and stuff anymore because mm-hmm. it's like oh you can just look at some art on your phone on mm-hmm. Google Images.
I think people share too much and it diminishes that good.
Yeah, so it's like if you post pictures of your cat every day and then you post like a really good picture mm-hmm. one day, it's like that's not as awesome because you're posting pictures of your cat every day.
Yes.
I think that is kind of all the questions. Like, I have one here that's like, so in the Victorian time period, there was like a large growth of like industry and jobs and stuff, but there was also like large unemployment.
Yes.
Has that like mirrored anything that you've seen?
More than once.
Yeah? How many times do you think?
From time that I recognize that happening, at least three or four.
And is it also with jobs and stuff, or mm-hmm. is it can
yeah.
it be yeah? Mm-hmm. So can it be applied to? Do you think anything else that's been going on? Like, I don't know, examples. Just like it's happened with like unemployment and things.
Yeah, it's more a financial thing.
Yeah, because is it okay? Do you want to elaborate on the financial thing a little bit?
I don't even know how I want to say that.
Yeah, it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Do you have any... Okay, so we can just start to conclude this, I guess. Do you have any final thoughts that you want to share?
I know it's not possible, but I do wish it would slow down just
a touch. Just everything would chill a little bit. Because I think it would be better for people if everything would slow down so they can start, like, I guess appreciating life more instead of just, like, waiting for
absolutely.
The new technology
instead
thing to come out.
Instead of just going through the motions every day.
Yeah,
turn the alarm off, get up, go to work, mm-hmm. school, whatever.
What do you think people can do to experience life more?
Live it.
Live it?
Yeah,
do
and
you
not
think
through...
Through the phone? They
the
should, like,
phone
put it down for a little while?
Yeah. Social media. Just
Do you think everyone should just have, like, a day where they get off their phones and, like, go hang
I'd
out?
I'd say a week or a month.
Yeah. And do you think that would, like, really impact how people feel about things and, like, change things?
Yeah. Again, face-to-face talking.
Yeah. It's just, like, a different impression and it's, like, a different experience, too. Yeah. Well, awesome. Thank you for
Thank you very
this.
Much. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.